Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, a multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 6.
Nicodemus, a respected Jewish teacher, came in darkness and confusion to meet with Jesus. After this encounter, we remained in Jerusalem for 2 days, and then we headed back toward Galilee. Traveling through Samaria was the shortest route. Yet, this way was often avoided by devout Jews due to the historical tensions between our people and the Samaritans. On our way to the Passover, we took the coastal road, but Jesus said, on the way back, that we had to travel through Samaria. Soon we found ourselves walking along a dusty road. After a little less than 2 days, we found ourselves at a well, outside the town of Sychar. We were hungry, so we went into town to buy food. Jesus stayed behind, alone. None of us questioned Jesus' choice of travel route, but we didn't expect him to speak to her, a Samaritan, a woman, a stranger. But with Jesus, no one was ever a stranger for long.
Woman, give me to drink.
You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How is it that you ask me for a drink?
If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket, and this well is deep. You speak in riddles, and keep me from satisfying my thirst. Where will you find such water? Are you greater than our father, Jacob? This place has history. And who are you?
Whoever drinks from this well will thirst again. Maybe long before the noonday light. But drink the water I give now, and it will become a spring, welling up in you to eternal life. Came to draw water, but I came to open your eyes.
What you speak of, could it be? Is there such water? And could it be available to me? I want this water. I need this water. Please tell me more, sir. If this is true, give me this water so I won't thirst again.
God is spirit, seeking hearts, not temples made with stone, not lines drawn in the dust of time, but truth that calls his own. No earthly jar, no rope, no chain can draw the grace that ends all pain. I offer now to every soul a water pure to make you whole. Living water. No well can can hold. Living water, more precious than gold. Living water from the one sent from above. Living water offered in love.
Go, call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You're right. You've had five. And the man you now have is not your husband. You've spoken the truth.
Sir, I see you are a prophet.
He didn't shame her. He uncovered her and gave her dignity.
Given who you are, settle something for me. Our people say we should worship on this mountain. You Jews say Jerusalem.
The hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Living water no well can hold. Living water more precious than gold. Living water from the one sent from above. Living water offered in love.
I know that Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. And when he comes, he will explain everything.
I who speak to you am he.
She left her jar. She ran not away from shame, but toward a town that once turned from her. She told them everything. She became the first evangelist.
Come and see, be a man who told me all I ever did. Come and see the one who gave me truth and grace instead. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the day? Come and see.
You said you had food we do not know about.
To do the will of the one who sent me, that fills me more than bread. Her awakening, her joy, that was my feast.
She said you told her everything she ever did, and yet she left not crushed, but free.
Because I did not speak to condemn her, John. I told her the truth, in love, and she drank deeply of living water.
Will many Samaritans believe?
They will come because of her testimony, and then because they will hear for themselves.
You knew the well would be more than just a place to rest.
Every well holds a story, and sometimes a whole village waits on the edge of it.
Nicodemus, a respected Jewish teacher, came in darkness and confusion. The Samaritan woman, a social outcast, encountered Jesus in the light of day and became a bold witness. And many in that town believed, not because of what she said alone, but because they heard him themselves. They asked him to stay. And he did. 2 days, 2 days in Samaria, and the world was already being reborn.
To be continued.